All right, guys and girls, we're going to get serious. We're going to get a little bit awkward in this episode. We're going to talk about something that not a lot of people want to talk about, especially not a lot of Christian people over the age of 21, but we're going to talk about it, and I think you guys already know where I'm headed. What's up? I'm Jamie Grace. Welcome to the Jamie Grace Podcast. Today, we're going to be talking through Proverbs 20. We're going to read it first, and then we're going to talk a little bit afterward. And I say we, but like, I'm going to read it, and I'm going to talk. And as I always encourage you guys, please, I beg of you, to take these words, if you like them, if you don't like them, however you feel about them, take these to your quiet time. Take these words to your prayer time. Pull out different translations of the Bible. You can find them for free online. You can find them in apps. If you're like me, go to a Barnes & Noble, go to a Christian bookstore. Find these different translations and really study this for yourself. It's really cool, like, if you and I, like, see eye to eye on some stuff, but at the same time, you got to see what the Word of God is saying. You got to figure this out for you. But I'm really excited that I can be a part of the jumpstart to that, and then we can read this together. And so today, we're going through Proverbs 20. We're going to read from the Voice translation because it's good, and we're going to jump back and forth between the NKJV when I might want a little bit more explanation or context for something. We're not going to go through every verse, but we're going to talk through a lot because we're going to be talking about triggers today, but not in the way that I think you guys would exactly think. So here we go. 20, verse 1. Too much wine begins to mock you. Too much strong drink leads to noisy fights. I was going to say foisy nights. Noisy fights. And whoever is misled by either is not wise. A king's wrath strikes fear like a lion's roar. Those who provoke him to anger sentence themselves to death. Honor is due to those who refuse a fight at the drop of a hat, but every fool jumps at an opportunity to quarrel. A slacker procrastinates when it's time to plow, so when it's time for harvest, there are no crops in the field. The real motives come from deep within a person, as from deep waters, but a discerning person is able to draw them up and expose them. Most people claim to be loyal, but can anyone find a trustworthy person? The right living act with integrity. The children who follow their example are happy. I'm going to read 7 again because I don't love the emphasis that I shared. The right living act with integrity. And the children who follow their example are happy. When a king sits on his throne as judge, he ferrets out all evil and scatters it with his royal stare. Who can say I've cleaned my heart, or who can proclaim I am purified from sin? False weights and differing measures are alike. Both are disgusting to the eternal. Youth reveal their true natures by their actions, whether they do what is pure and right or not. Ears to listen, eyes to see. The eternal designed them both. Do not fall in love with sleep, or you will awake a poor person. Stay awake. Get to work. You will have more than enough food. Bad quality for a bad price bargains the buyer. But then he runs off with his prize in town bragging, what a steal. Gold and rubies around, but lips that utter knowledge are a rare jewel. If someone guarantees a stranger's debt, hold his garment as collateral. If that stranger is a foreigner, hold the creditor responsible. At first, the bread of lies tastes sweet until guilt reduces it to gravel in the mouth. Plans are finalized on the basis of good counsel, so only go to war when you have wise instructions. A gossip will reveal your secret, so avoid the company of people who talk openly and foolishly. If someone pronounces a curse on his parents, the lamp of his life will be snuffed out as complete darkness creeps in. An inheritance acquired hastily at first will end up not being blessed after all. Do not say, I will get even for this evil. Wait for the eternal. He will defend you. He despises dishonesty in business. False weights and deceptive scales are wrong. That made me think about Matilda when her dad was like messing up the mileage on the cars. I'm not sorry. That's what it made me think of. Verse 24, every one of our steps is directed by him. So how can we attempt to figure out our own way? Those who rashly dedicate something to God are trapped. Only afterward do they realize what they've promised. Wow. Hold up. Let's get another translation on that. That is 2025. It is a snare for a man to devote rashly something as holy and afterward to reconsider his vows. That's good. Okay, sorry. Let's go back to 20. I'm not sorry. Let's go back to 2026 in the voice. A wise king weeds out the wrongdoers, then drives over them with his threshing wheel of justice. The lamp of the eternal illuminates the human spirit, searching our most intimate thoughts. Loyal love and faithfulness safeguard the king. His throne is perpetuated through loyal love. The best asset of youth is the strength of the body, but the beauty of age is gray hair. Severe punishment scrubs away evil, and tough blows scour the innermost parts. As we've talked about a lot with the Book of Proverbs, it oftentimes sounds like a bunch of really solid and incredible tweets, just like, and then this, and then this, and then wisdom, and foolishness, and rich people, and the poor. You know, it's, and I love that it's written like that. It really works with my attention span. But there are a few things that really, I believe, really bring this chapter together. And I think that there are many different ways that this could be looked at. This is just one of many. I'm not claiming that I'm like, oh, you know, I know exactly what this is. So, you know, when we hear the word trigger a lot, you know, we hear trigger warnings about internal things, about things that will affect us negatively, right? About how things are coming internal to us, affecting us. You know, if someone's struggling with something, then it says trigger warning, this may affect you if you struggle with XYZ, right? But I want to talk about triggers in a different way. I want to talk about triggers that will affect externally, which is when we are triggered by things and we make choices and we make different actions, take different actions when we do certain things because of these triggers. And I want to talk about staying away from the things that trigger our anger, our foolishness, our gossip, our frustration, staying away from those things. And I can't tell you what those things are for you. Only you can decide what those things are. But I know for a fact that it says in the Word of God that it's really smart to stay away from the things that will trigger your anger. And here's why, because I mean, it literally lays it out in multiple places, but especially these verses that we just read. Let's see, like, what was it? Verse 9. Who can say I have cleaned my heart, or who can proclaim I'm purified from sin? No one is without sin. We're going to read that in NKJV 20, verse 9. Who can say I have made my heart clean? I'm pure from sin. You guys, we're all imperfect. It says in the book of Romans, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So we all have things that we do that aren't okay, that are not good, that is sin. And we have to make sure that we are being conscious of what triggers us. You know, it says in verse 3, honor is due to those who refuse to fight at the drop of a hat. But every fool jumps at an opportunity to quarrel. Is fighting something that you struggle with? Whether it's physically fighting someone or fighting them with your words and tearing them down emotionally and digging into their deep, dark secrets to make them feel like less of a person? Is profanity a way that you fight? You just start cussing? Just start using vulgar language? Anything nasty or vulgar or profane that you can think of? Whether it's someone else's version of cussing or not, is that what you're using when you're mad? Is that what you're using? Is that how you fight? It says honor is due to those who refuse to fight at the drop of a hat. So we have to choose, how are we choosing to stay away from this stuff? How are we choosing to stay away from our triggers? Do certain conversations, certain topics make us upset? If we know that we're not able to talk about politics in a respectful way, when someone says something that we disagree with, are we walking up to them and saying, oh, let me tell you who I voted for. Let me tell you how I feel. Or are we choosing to walk away and not start a fight? I'm not saying don't stand up for what's right, but I am saying to not start a fight, whether it's verbally or whether it's through comments on Facebook or Instagram. It's like, what are those triggers for you that cause you to step into making external choices, to cause you to make choices that are not that are not representative of who you are and who you want to be and who you were called to be? You have to acknowledge what those triggers are for you. I said at the beginning of this that a lot of people aren't going to want to hear this, especially those of us that are Christians over the age of 21, because I know that drinking is something that happens under the age of 21. I didn't know that until, I think, college. I didn't know that people like legit had like parties at like 15 years old and they were like drinking and stuff. Let me rephrase that. I knew it, but I didn't know how popular it was. Like, I didn't know it was like a very common thing. But I think especially for those of us, like when we turn 21, for those of us that have the mindset of not, of wanting to abide by the law, it's okay, well, I'm 21 now, but not, we don't want to talk about like, is it wrong or is it not wrong? And this is what I'm going to tell you about it. So I'm just going to literally quote directly from scripture, because why would I tell you my opinion when we've got the word of God right here? It says, too much wine begins to mock you. Too much strong drink leads to noisy fights, right? So the emphasis here is on too much. The emphasis is on not getting drunk. You know, it's not saying that that's what the emphasis is on, is not getting drunk. But is that a trigger for you? Because it says, whoever is misled by either is not wise. So are you misled? Do you become a different person when you drink too much wine or too much strong drink? Are you engaging in drugs unnecessarily that cause you to be misled and cause you to have fights? Are you taking pills that you're not supposed to be taking to help you focus in class, or taking pills you're not supposed to be taking, or using substances you're not supposed to be using to make you more fun or to enjoy your children more, or to enjoy your family more, or to be more okay at home, and it's causing you to be misled and it's causing you to be someone different than who you are? That's what this is talking about. It's talking about triggers and influences. A lot of you guys know that personally, I don't drink alcohol, but that's not for me to say like, oh, well, I don't drink, so I don't have triggers. No, I'm triggered by things as well. I have to be mindful of like, don't start fights. Don't be a butthead. Don't say things that are rude and disrespectful. Walk away when you need to. Count backwards from 1,000. Like whatever it is I have to do. We are all called to love and to be kind and to show peace to people. To show peace? Okay, sure. But guys, listen to these last few episodes. Go through these last few episodes. We talked about justice. We talked about all those things. So I'm not saying like keep silent and like, you know, whatever. I mean, it says in verse 22, do not say, I will get even for this evil. Wait for the eternal. He will defend you. So God's got you, got your back. It also says in verse 18, only go to war when you have wise instructions. So it's not saying that we're supposed to be quiet and silent and there's never war and there's never anger and there's never righteous anger and justification and justice and innocence and guilt. And there's no moments where God defends you and takes care of it for you. There are moments like that. But let's all take intentional steps this week, this month, this year, to look at the things that are triggering our anger, our frustration. Are there pages that you're following that are triggering your anger? Are there things that you're drinking too much of that are triggering your anger and your frustration? Are there people that you're spending time with, music that you're listening to, movies that you're watching that are triggering you in a way that makes you frustrated and that makes you want to fight and yell and cuss and scream and argue and be too sarcastic to the point where you know you're not being sarcastic, you're just saying disrespectful things, but you're hiding it behind sarcasm because you think it's okay that way? Be mindful of your triggers. And I will too, because I think it's wisdom. The Bible says it. And those are the steps that we're going to take this week. Thanks so much for listening, guys. I really enjoyed going through the study. Make sure you subscribe, and I will see you guys next week. Okay, bye. Also, guys, you may have noticed, like, when I got to the end of this episode, I kind of started rushing a little bit because the baby just came home. Well, my husband came home with the baby. Bella, do you want to say hi to the podcast? Say hello, everybody. Say hello. Guys, she's just breathing in the mic. I'm sorry about that really big buildup and let down. I thought she was going to talk to you guys, but she's not. She just wants to look at the microphone. You want to say hi to everyone? Say hello, Jamie Grace Podcast subscribers. Thank you for listening to my mother's podcast. Thank you so much. Okay. Oh, there we go. We got a sound.
Say hi, pumpkin.
Bella, say hi. Okay, well, bye.